Greetings, beautiful ones. I am Ms. BJ Martin, and this is Snails with No Shells. Leave that shell at the door. You see, a lot of us are running around here living in our shells. Some of us are putting muscles on our shells. Some of us are putting makeup on our shells. On this platform, leave that shell at the door. Just be free, be comfortable to be who you are in your own skin. Let's be slugs for a little while. Everyone is welcome to this show. There is no judgment on this platform. We keep it clean and we keep it cool. All right. See you later. Greetings, beautiful ones. I am Ms. BJ Martin, and this is Snails and No Shells. Now, I'd like to introduce my beautiful guest, the talented, the amazing Janae.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on my podcast, Janae. All right, so let's get right into it.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm asking this question of all my guests. Where are you from?
I am from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, very good. And I'm asking all my ATLNs this question as well. Are you a Grady baby?
No, unfortunately not. But it's not my fault. No, of course, it's not my fault. But my mom, her job was actually in the cab. So she had me at Safety Cab Medical Center.
Okay. Okay. Well, I did hear that if you were not born in Grady, that your parents or your mom was bougie. So
I know. I didn't make the cut.
Okay. All right. It's all right. I didn't make the rules, so Okay. So we're going to pretend that I'm not from Atlanta or that I know nothing about Atlanta.
Okay.
What would you recommend that I go eat?
Okay. I am pretty simple. And like I said, I'm really an Atlanta girl. So some wings, anywhere with good wings. And my favorite place might be like American Deli, but you got to go to a good one. Mm-hmm. But yeah, American Deli, I love their wings.
Okay.
And so it's a staple in Atlanta.
Okay. Yes. I used to love they, those are mild with lemon pepper sprinkles. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Been getting the same order my whole life.
Okay. So, where would you recommend that I go for entertainment?
Let's see. This is a biased answer, but I would probably say go to a Hawks game or like any, professional sport game in Atlanta or just anywhere in general, because it's just like the sports games, you have the good environment. You never know who you might see there. And it's just a chill place, but it always will show like a lot of the Atlanta culture. It's a lot of cool things within the arena or the stadium that you'll find.
Okay. And so what is Atlanta popular for?
A lot of things. Of course, Black excellence. The opportunities here are almost limitless. And then, you know, we have like the world of Coca-Cola. Our sports teams are in just like how the city, you know, takes on sports. Like the College Football Hall of Fame is here. If you can't tell, I'm a big sports person, so, you know, but we just won the World Series.
Woo-hoo!
I know, it's like, so crazy. So, yeah, like a lot of different things. Of course, the music industry, so, mm-hmm. You know, you never know who you might run into on that aspect either. Atlanta is booming. It's crazy how quick it's growing.
Yeah, and I see you and your friends and your family, you know, your siblings and the cousins, everybody, I see y'all be out there getting it in the A. I see it.
Yes, ma'am.
And I love it. Yeah. So what was it like for you growing up in Atlanta?
Let's see. Well, for me, I think I got a good balance. Like, mm-hmm. You know, if you really, it's crazy working at the arena. So many people, like, they're like, oh, you're really from Atlanta, huh? And it's like, you learn that Atlanta is a transplant city. But if you're really from Atlanta, you might know a few people, you know, from here and there. And, you know, like with me, I was an APS baby. So, you know, that's Atlanta Public Schools. So I always grew up in the city and, you know, like having fun. You know, we would go to the skating rink, or it was always little parties for us to go to that they would host at the teen clubs and stuff like that. And then like football. So I was always at Ben Hill. It's one of our parks here. Like my cousins, they played football. So it's just like we were engaged in so much, I would say. We had fun. We had fun growing up because it was just so much to do here. And I think I never really realized until getting older that a lot of other places don't offer as much as we've had. And even though it might not have been like the best of the best. Like, you know, I've learned as I grow older and I go to different places, like, you know, Atlanta, we have some good things, like we have a lot, but, you know, there's better out there, but I still love how our culture is and what we do. So, yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about Janae.
Okay. So about me. Overall, I'm just like a pretty positive, free spirit person. And I've worked in the hospitality industry for about 6 years now. My major was in hospitality management at Tuskegee University. And there I cheered. And then after graduating, I went to Kansas City, where I worked in food service for the Royals, the baseball team, and the Chiefs, the football team. So I did that for a couple of years, and then I started working in the convention center that was out there in Kansas. So I worked doing that, so doing events and just the baseball games and that fun excitement. I really do have a thing for sports and entertainment. Mm-hmm. And then after I left there, I was supposed to go out to Denver, but I didn't. I ended up staying in Kansas City a little bit longer before deciding to move home. And I came here. Started working at the Hawks Arena up until February of 2019. And then I had a job offer back in Kansas City. So I went back up there to the Royals. Mm-hmm. And then the pandemic happened. So my first day working was literally the day that the NBA shut down.
What?
And yes, it was crazy. So it went from, oh, okay, you're coming up here to take our position to, oh, well, the season is not going to happen. And, you know, I was working from home up in Kansas City, and then we eventually got furloughed. And so I didn't want to just stick around up there, mm-hmm. Especially since all of my family is down here. So, mm-hmm. you know, then I came back down here, and I've been kind of just like freelancing it. During that time, that's when I wrote the book. That's when I wrote my guided journal. And okay. That's when I really, you know, started just focusing on myself and my passions and taking all of that into consideration. So, yeah, okay. And here we are now.
Okay, so let me go back for a second.
Okay.
She went past Tuskegee so fast. We got to give a shout out to those.
You have to, because that's like the best university in the world.
Right, okay, so shout out to Tuskegee University, because she sped past, and we're going to go back. Shout out to all those that went to Tuskegee University.
And if you go to HCU in general, mm-hmm. that's a plus.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. HCU in general. Okay, so you went from Atlanta to Tuskegee, to Alabama. Mm-hmm. And then you went to Kansas City. Now, what was that like? Because Atlanta, okay, Alabama, that's still in the South, you know, still hot, you know.
Yeah.
Still country, you know, type, you mm-hmm. know, still have mm-hmm. those country people here, and I love it. You know what I'm saying? So how was that from the South to Kansas City? What was that transition like?
Well, okay, for one, like, I feel like you can put me in any type of situation and I'll figure it out. Like, I adapt very well. However, I do not like to be cold. So that was like one of the first things. Like, I started working in the summer, so I didn't really know what I was expecting mm-hmm. when it came to the winters. Like, of course, I'm like, okay, it might be snow, but that is a different life. And I was not ready for it. So that was number one. And then, you know, being in Tuskegee for so long, I got used to being in a small town and like a, you know, like being in the country. And Kansas City might be like right in the middle. You know, it's not a super big city, but at the time, it's still a city that's growing. And it's really, I would say it's really good for like young professionals. Because it's like such a mix and a blend of everything, in a sense. Like there's so many headquarters up there. So you really do have like just young professionals up there. And it's, you still have that small town feel. So everybody might know everybody, in a sense. But I actually enjoyed myself. I like being alone as well. So
yeah, I was going to ask you that. So you were there, you went from the South all the way to Kansas City by yourself.
Yeah.
Wow. Like,
I had a little family up there. Okay. But for the most part, it was just me. I didn't have any friends, per se, that came up there until my last year.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm a loner. I'm one of those people that will go to the movie theater by myself. I like to get my popcorn and chill. Mm-hmm. I get comfortable being by myself, but that also was a better way for me to really tap into my journaling.
Okay.
Because I was up there by myself, so I could just kind of get my thoughts out. And I will say, you know, everybody should move away from home at least once in their life, just to a different environment, because I think that's when you grow the most, when you get to sit with yourself with no outside, you know, interruptions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah. Okay. Wow. That's amazing. I told you. I told you she was amazing. I told you that. We're just getting started. Okay. So then you wind up getting you're about to work with the NBA, and then. And she went past that part so fast. Like, you just talking like, oh, it's nothing, girl. Like,
I just like to, you know, I just, in my mind, I'm just always just working. And I don't even think about what work I'm doing. I'm just working.
Yeah, I do. I understand that. Because sometimes you're like, oh, you feel like this is just what you do. And then you have to sit down and really talk about it or write it out, what you're doing. You're like, I've done a lot.
Yes, ma'am. Like, I can say, when I was working at the convention center, because I was working so much, like, convention centers are a different beast, you know. Like, I don't know if people really know like the different ins and outs of sports and entertainment, but you know, like with baseball, for example, you might have a 2-game stretch and then you have a few days off and then you have a week stretch of games. So it's like you kind of get into that routine. And then you have football, which is like one home game every week or so. So that's a different schedule. But at the convention center, it's like nonstop. You know, you might have one convention that's an entire week, and then you go into a different, you know, a gala. So you're planning on that, and it's just back to back. But it was just me again. So I was just working nonstop. I didn't even notice, like, oh, you're doing all of this.
Okay. Wow. So you wind up getting furloughed. You come back home, and you're doing a little bit here and there. So you're going to get to the journal now. What's the name of your journal? Let's start there.
Yes. So the name of my guided journal is Shot at the Moon.
She Shot at the Moon. Okay. And who inspired?
So my book is dedicated to my granny and my teacher, Miss Trujan. She was my English teachers in high school at Carver. She actually introduced me to that quote, with a quote, shoot for the moon, even if you fall, you'll land amongst the stars. And she was really big on me writing. She would tell me back then that, you know, I should have started a blog, or she was just really big on me expressing myself through writing. And then also my granny, because she always would kind of push me as well, like, you know, you just need to write a book. And then when the pandemic happened and I was stuck up in Kansas City by myself, she, you know, just kept telling me, you might as well go ahead and write that book now since you have the time and you can just sit and really think about everything. So, yeah, so I, you know, I wrote that book basically listening to my granny and just making it happen.
Okay. How long did it take you to write it?
I would probably say like 6-7 months. Like, I might have started in May or June, and then I finished writing it maybe like November or December, but I actually released the book February of this year.
Okay. So you took some time and, and some effort in this. Were there any moments where you, you know, maybe felt yourself getting sad or anything like that? Was there any healing or anything for you?
So I can say, like, with writing this book, it's two things. So one, I was also, you know, I was still working during this time. Like, even though we were just working from home when I first started writing it before we got furloughed. Mm-hmm. And then even then after that, like, I was still actively working on different things. So I would, you know, type up the manuscript or I would do something, and then I would get such in a mode of working on other things that I would kind of forget, like, okay, they emailed to complete this, let me hurry up and finish this. So that's what kind of prolonged it too. Mm-hmm. But actually writing the book wasn't that hard because I took everything out of my journals that I had completed. I probably had like 3 journals that I completed front to back, and that was like a big thing for myself because I never would complete a full journal. Mm-hmm. So consistent with it, and I was like, oh well, my material is here. And I had been, you know, kind of planting the seeds without realizing it over the years. Like, in one of my journals, I actually wrote out the chapters and exactly how I wanted the book to flow. Kind of like breaking it down. But, you know, I would do things like that and then go back to working my jobs and, you know, doing what I had to do to make money. Since, you know, you can't just focus on writing in that moment. So it was just like a process that was ongoing. And then where my friend, she kind of was just like, okay, you need to go ahead and write that book. I was like, okay, well, it was just me more so sitting down to put everything together because I already had the material in place, if that makes sense.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Wow, that's awesome. So what makes your journal different from other journals?
Okay, so I think what makes mine different is, for one, I talk about personal life experiences. Like, I don't go super deep because I still am a pretty private person, but I still talk about stuff where anybody could relate. Mm-hmm. And so I talk about my situations and different situations first, and then I give a journal prompt that, you know, is related to whatever I just talked about, whichever experience. And, you know, I think since it's kind of twofold like that, like, you actually, and you're reading about my life, and it's, you know, it's funny, and, you know, certain stuff that might be a little sad that you can relate to. But then I also give you something that is helpful. Like, you know, I give you a prompt, use it in your daily life. And then on top of that, I included lines so that you can journal while you're reading. So even if you don't have a journal for yourself, like, this is just a good starter so that you can, okay, you already have the lines in there. So you're reading, you're laughing, you can write everything down. And then at the end, you can kind of just fill in the blank pages with, you know, whatever thoughts that you have, whatever your review might have been after reading this, or just carry it along to just get started journaling before you actually purchase your first complete journal. So.
Okay. Nice. I love it. I love it.
Thank you.
Yes. So this is the first book you've ever written?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you plan on writing more books?
I do. Whenever I get a chance, mm-hmm. You know, like I keep saying, I just need like a good month to sit down and focus on it. Because for the next one, like, I kind of have my plan of what I want to write about and how I want it to flow, but it's more research and just it's time that I need to focus on it. So whenever I get a good chance to, I definitely will do it. And I'm actually more excited because it was like the first book, like, it was just to be able to say, like, I can do it, you mm-hmm. know, like, and it, you know, it came from the heart and it was something special. But now I've done it, so I know how to really perfect it, and I've learned from the first one. So I'm excited for the second one.
Yeah, I am too. Thank you. So you had an event recently.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you tell me about the event?
Oh, what you mean?
The journaling in the park.
Oh, the journaling in the park.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
See, I'll be on it. I'm on it. It's okay. I got you.
My mind is always a million places. But yes, yeah, so we did a journaling in the park. And I did it along with Shanice. She led the journaling prompts with me, Shanice Farmer, that is my best friend. She's the author as well. Her book is Sincere Thoughts. And then it was sponsored and hosted by How in the Health, Edwina. This is just like a wellness platform, basically. So she works with different organizations and companies to put together events just to raise awareness about taking care of yourself. And then the Shantia Alexandria Foundation, which is founded by Shanice and Tavia Farmer. So, you know, with them, and that's basically a mental health foundation, basically working on suicide and just making sure that we, as a community, we focus on our mental health. And so in doing, you know, I always just like for us to collab and work together, because our ultimate goal is just like, how can we impact the community? How can we help and give back? So this was, you know, one of my first journaling events. So it was really exciting. Edwina came to me actually with the idea. And she was just like, you know, I really want us to do a journaling in the park event. You know, we can just get some people together and you can figure out prompts. And so, yeah, so from that moment, we just put it together, and it was, I feel like it was really good. We were able to sit together, journal, talk about why we journal is good. And then also we discussed the different prompts that we had, and it was very, I really think it was really impactful. Like my mom, she was there, and you know, she spoke out just about how communication is so big and it's important, and how, you know, through me and Shanice and our writing, and, you know, Tavia with the organization, her and Shanice, you know, they're working on that, just how our generation, like, we're really taking the steps so that we can help our mental health. And, you know, communication is just one of the biggest points with that. So whether it's through writing or just talking to somebody, you know, just getting started with that is important for us to live better lives, basically.
So, yes, yeah. I love that. Y'all going to make some huge leaps and bounds in the in that mental health area. I interviewed Shantavia. We talked about the Shantia Alexandria Foundation already. So, yes, I'm like in your journal and all you guys was together. I'm like, oh, well, I got to get all you guys. I got to get all you guys on the podcast.
And it's so crazy. Yes. Like, we always say, like, we all are working, like, towards a common goal. And even if, like, it never fails. Whatever that we come up with, whatever idea, event that we want to do, it's like it all comes back to, okay, well, how can we help? So, you know, we're just going to continue doing that and growing as we do it. And who knows what the outcome will eventually end up being.
Right. And so, ladies and gentlemen in the audience, this is another millennial. I forgot to ask her age. How old are you, Janae?
25. I just turned 25.
Yes. Happy belated birthday. Yes. Thank you. Yeah, these are the millennials. And so they're out here really, really trying to make a difference in the world. And, you know, don't believe everything that you see on TV. Some of these young ladies and young men are really putting in work, yes, to try to make a difference. So I appreciate that and I respect that wholeheartedly.
Thank you.
Yes. So wow. I'm full of, oh, I love it. So where can everyone purchase your journal?
So you can purchase it on my website, JaneeCheyenne.com, and also on there you can read a little bit more about me. I sell Tuskegee apparel and just different things, so you'll be able to check out my website. And then also follow my journaling page, Journal with JC. And that's where I give out prompts and tips. I'm working on revamping it right now. So, you know, people can start to see some of the old content on there and catch up. And then once I start launching everything else, we can really form a community of people just journaling and sharing their experiences and being more open. So, yeah, and it's also, the book is also available on Amazon. On Amazon, Target.com. I know it's on Walmart.com and Barnes & Noble online stores as well.
Okay, and what's the name of the book again?
She Shot at the Moon.
Okay, She Shot at the Moon. And what's your website again? Can you say
yeah,
that
I'll one more spell time? It. It's my name. Yeah. So Janae, Janae, Cheyenne, CHEYENNE.com.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Wow, well, that was amazing. I love it. I love the energy. Yes, I love this. This is good stuff. Yes,
thank you. It was exciting.
Yes, it really is. And like I said, I'm looking forward to see where all of you young ladies, you know, where you take this. I think it's going to be a game changer. It really is. So, you know, and I'm here. Yes.
I was going to say, I can't forget to say, for the Shantia Alexandria Foundation, they're partnering with another group and they're doing the Stuff the Bus on December 4th. So if anybody would want to, you know, donate or anything for that, just follow the Shantia Alexandria page on Instagram and you can find out more information about that. And then I'm planning a back to school event, a winter event for the youth in the community for January 2nd. And so if you guys follow me on Instagram and just keep up with me, you'll see more information about that. But yeah, so if anybody, you know, it's the season of giving. So just wanted to put that out there.
Yes, awesome. Because I was going to ask you, did you have anything, you know, any events or anything upcoming? Okay, that's great. Yes, so I'll be there. I'll be helping out some kind of way.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I said. I'll be there. Just let me know what I need to do.
Right. Send me the address.
Yes, ma'am.
That is amazing. So, what's like one thing that you would like to say, like one message or maybe a quote or something that you would like to tell the audience, maybe something inspirational?
Yeah. So like one of my quotes I put at the end of the book was stay solid. Oh no, your goal, don't let the world melt you. And that's kind of something that I thought of, I love gold. I used to call myself like the goldest. It's so weird, but I just love gold, but also just thinking like we are gold, you know, in life we go through a lot of different things, but you just got to keep pushing and don't allow the world to, you know, break you down. So just continue to be positive and think positive thoughts and, you know, have grace for yourself as well. And just don't be afraid about being vulnerable because you never know who you might connect with. You don't know who, you know, might be happy or, you know, will connect with you. So those are just a few things that I try to live by and keep myself remembering daily.
Awesome. That was beautiful. Oh, that was beautiful. Beautiful. Yes. Awesome. So, okay. Well, to the listeners, I would like to say thank you for taking the time to listen to my podcast. Janae, thank you for coming on. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Thank you for having me.
Yes, yes. Okay, so we're going to end it there. And I would like to say before we go, remember, just like the sun, you are necessary. Mm-hmm. I love y'all. All right. See you later.
Thank you.
Greetings, beautiful ones. I am Ms. BJ Martin, and this is Snails with No Shells. Leave that shell at the door. You see, a lot of us are running around here living in our shells. Some of us are putting muscles on our shells. Some of us are putting makeup on our shells. On this platform, leave that shell at the door. Just be free, be comfortable to be who you are in your own skin. Let's be slugs for a little while. Everyone is welcome to this show. There is no judgment on this platform. We keep it clean and we keep it cool. All right. See you later.